X Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Both Democrats and Republicans are expressing frustration with President Biden's pardoning of his son Hunter.
The White House says this was not an easy decision for President Biden. It's one that he wrestled with because while he believes in the nation's justice system, he also believes that politics had been infected into the decisions about his son Hunter's criminal cases. And as he put it, it led to a miscarriage of justice.
ABC's Karen Travers. The Biden administration is surging aid to Ukraine ahead of the handoff to President-elect Trump, the Pentagon announcing an additional $725 million in aid for Ukraine today. That's nearly twice the value of its previous package. The Republican-led House panel that spent nearly 2 years digging into the origins of COVID-19 has released its final report, saying it believes COVID most likely emerged from a research lab in Wuhan, China. The Supreme Court debated today whether the FDA unlawfully rejected flavored e-cigarettes over youth addiction concerns. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The head of Wisconsin's Democratic Party is now vying to lead it on the national scale. Ben Wickler announced he's running for chair of the Democratic National Committee. He's been the chair of WisDems for 5 years. In that time, he's raised more than $200 million, believed to be the most of any chair of a state party. He faces a crowded competition, which includes the head of Minnesota Democrats, a former Maryland governor, and a New York state senator. Meanwhile, crime victims in Dane County would have more access to information about their offenders under a new proposal. Two county supervisors have introduced a resolution to partner with a company called Victim Notification and Information Every Day. People will be able to log on to one system to see updates on their court case, status of their offender, like whether they're in custody and where, and resources. Deputies already give victims this information directly. They get it from an automated system, and then they have to pass it along to the victims. Sheriff Calvin Barrett says through this system, victims wouldn't have to rely on law enforcement for updates. Instead, they'd have all that information at their fingertips and would get automatic alerts. The program would cost about $300,000. This year, 3,000 people across Dane County were signed up for victim notifications. And a federal civil rights complaint has been filed against the Waukesha School District, joining a growing number of districts statewide facing filings because advocates say their policies harm queer students. Stuart J. Wattles reports.
LGBTQ plus advocacy groups Fair Wisconsin and G-Safe made the filing. It's in response to policy changes in the district that mandate pronoun use consistent with students' birth sex. The lawsuit alleges violations of Title IX. The complaint filed with the Department of Education and the Office for Civil Rights claims the changes create a hostile environment for transgender and non-binary students.
This is the sixth complaint that's been filed across Wisconsin. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks have a winning record. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 124-114 win over the Wizards this weekend. So the Bucks now with a record of 10-9, thanks to a six-game winning streak. I asked Giannis Antetokounmpo, what's different about the team now after that 1-6 start to the season?
We know how to win games. Guys kept saying the same thing, like, doesn't matter, just win the game, want to go watch film, be better.
College hoops, the Badgers open up their Big Ten schedule tomorrow night against Michigan at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin undefeated at 8-0. NFL, the Packers getting ready to play the Lions in Detroit this Thursday night. The Badgers football team not invited to a bowl game after their first losing season in 22 years. Where is this program at?
It's really tough to kind of say where we are. Obviously, we're not in a good place. We're 5-7, and you know, really, we're just not even playing well. We got a job to do. We got a job to prepare guys to get ready to play a game, and then their job is to play the game. Unfortunately, we haven't done that for quite a while.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered flurries and mostly cloudy tonight with a low in the mid-teens. Mainly cloudy for tomorrow, highs in the upper 20s. Blustery with more flurries possible Wednesday. Highs into the mid-30s. Cold Thursday before warming towards the end of the week into the weekend. Currently, it's 26.
This is Chad Spate for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as Luke Mathers joins us for some Tuesday Tangents with Luke and also a What's Worse. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And happy Monday. Welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. You can be a part of this fine production, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Got Jess P.S. on the board and you on the lines. Let's get to it. Big show today. Our favorite, Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay, going to join me at 5 o'clock. We're going to talk about what's going on in this country. We got some problems, and now you're going to hear about it. And a Dane County judge ruling on Act 10 as unconstitutional. We're going to dive into that as well with our favorite socialist, our FDR socialist, JFK, RFK Jr.'s, so many letters. Our favorite FDR socialist, Harvey K., at 5 o'clock. If you folks are sticking around after listening to the Maggie Dawn show, of course, I come on there 30 minutes before her show ends. In case you missed it, we're talking about the presidential pardon of Hunter Biden. Joe did it. Said he wasn't going to do it.
Many times he said, not going to do it.
And then he said, and then he did it.
Then he did it.
And we're trying to get a sense of how you feel about that. We had some callers want to continue that conversation just for a little bit. We have some of the reporting on it I want to highlight for you to help us engage in this conversation. New York Times, just a little bit from the reporting here. Biden issued a full and unconditional pardon of his son Hunter on Sunday night after repeatedly insisting he would not do so, using the power of his office to wave aside years of legal troubles, including a federal conviction for illegally buying a gun and for tax evasion. In a statement issued by the White House, Biden said he decided to issue the executive grant of clemency for his son. He said he made the decision because the charges against Hunter were politically motivated and designed to hurt him. So, and the range, the period, he's getting this clemency from January 1st of 2014 through December 1st of 2024. That was yesterday. And if he told, Hunter on, at the Thanksgiving meal on Thursday, what was Hunter doing Friday and Saturday that he had to get done before Sunday? I'm just wondering why the dates. And can I get one too, please? I mean, I haven't done anything really, really wrong, but just in case, Joe, if you're handing them out, I'll take one. A statement as reported by the AP, APnews.com. Here is what Joe Biden said. Today, I signed a pardon for my son, Hunter. From the day I took office, I said I would not interfere with the Justice Department's decision-making, and I kept my word, even as I have watched my son being selectively and unfairly prosecuted. Without aggravating factors like use in a crime, multiple purchases, or buying a weapon as a straw purchaser, people are almost never brought to trial on felony charges solely for how they filled out a gun form. That's true. Those who were late paying their taxes because of serious addictions but paid them back subsequently with interest and penalties are typically given non-criminal resolutions. It is clear that Hunter was treated differently. Those charges in his case came about only after several of my political opponents in Congress instigated them to attack me and oppose my election. Then a carefully negotiated plea deal agreed to by the Department of Justice unraveled in the courtroom with a number of my political opponents in Congress taking credit for bringing political pressure to the process. Had the plea deal held, it would have been a fair, reasonable resolution of Hunter's cases. No reasonable person who looks at the facts of Hunter's cases can reach any other conclusion that Hunter was singled out only because he's my son, and that is wrong. There has been an effort to break Hunter, who has been 5.5 years sober, even in the face of unrelenting attacks and selective prosecution. In trying to break Hunter, they've tried to break me, and there's no reason to believe it will stop here. Enough is enough. For my entire career, I have followed a simple principle. Just tell the American people the truth. They'll be fair-minded. Here's the truth. I believe in the justice system, but as I have wrestled with this, I also believe raw politics has infected this process and it led to a miscarriage of justice. And once I made the decision this weekend, there was no sense in delaying it further. I hope Americans will understand why a father and a president would come to this decision. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Now, the prosecutor in the case, according to TheHill.com, as you can imagine, objects to dismissing the tax case after the pardon. Special Counsel David Weiss rejected suggestions that he selectively prosecuted Biden in court filings, where he also objected to dismissing charges following a sweeping pardon. As mentioned, the full and unconditional pardon given Sunday evening, making an about-face on previous vows. Yeah, a lot of reporting of that. He said he wasn't going to do it, and then he did it. I mean, that happens quite a lot with politicians, doesn't it?
It does.
And it bothers me either way. I mean, anyway, there was none, and never has been, any evidence of vindictive or selective prosecution in this case, Weiss wrote in the court filings. Now, his remarks come in response to Hunter's notification in federal court of his pardon, where the younger Biden is seeking the dismissal of his tax case. Biden made a similar request in Delaware, where he was convicted on federal gun charges over the summer. Now, in the filing, the special counsel argued the charges should not be automatically dismissed with prejudice. Instead, the court should end all proceedings and close the case by merely reflecting a pardon as the final disposition. The appearance appears largely procedural. But in furthering the government's argument, Weiss contended that the pardon does not absolve Hunter Biden of his guilt, nor point to any defect in his indictment. He also noted the government has yet to see the official pardon. His quote, "If media reports are accurate, the government does not challenge that the defendant has been the recipient of an act of mercy, but that does not mean the grand jury's decision to charge him based on a finding of probable cause should be wiped away as if it never occurred. It also does not mean that his charges should be wiped away because the defendant falsely claimed that the charges were the result of some improper motive. No court has agreed with the defendant on these baseless claims, and his request to dismiss the indictment finds no support in the law or the practice of this district." The U.S. District Judge Mark Scarcy, who's overseeing the tax case in California, has not yet ruled on the dismissal. But the judge in the federal judge in the Delaware case, the gun case, says she intends to terminate the proceedings against him once the pardon is docketed, but asked Weiss to inform her whether his office objects to the dismissal in that case as well. Weiss did file a similar filing in the Delaware case opposing the dismissal as well. Now, Hunter was scheduled to be sentenced in the two cases later this month, according to The Hill. Later this month? I mean, why not let the sentencing go through? What if the guy gets probation? Why? And he gets off on it. And off, you get convicted of probation.
Right,
whatever.
Right.
But if it's not a jail time, if it's just a slap on the wrist, then why not let that? Why do it now? I got so many problems with this.
I'm frustrated with it as well. This, I really did hope that Joe Biden would not use his presidential authority to pardon his son. I wanted to see this be a moment to stick by the virtues that he claims to hold and that is supposed to differentiate this administration from the incoming one.
Oh, that's so nice.
I know,
that's
right? A nice thought. I know, it's naive. So I'm frustrated with it. And like you, I wish that Biden would have waited for sentencing.
Yes. Well, I mean, there's so many problem. I mean, the timing, the decision itself. And and again, I get it. If what would I do if I was in that situation? Number one, I wouldn't have said jack about it. Oh, I'm not going to do it. He asked again. Oh,
right, you wouldn't have.
He was defensive. Yeah, committed several times, like dressing down.
No, I'm not going to use it. It's a done deal. I've said it before. I'll say it again. I'm not going to do it.
No. Hell no. Absolutely not. Okay, no, I'm going to do it.
Okay, but I'm not going
to
do it.
Oh, okay. So now you're just like all the other ones. Well, okay. Now, is that fair? Is that to say that? Maybe not.
Is politics fair?
Is life fair?
Is life fair?
Life isn't fair. 855-752-4842. I think it's problematic. I think if he would just kept his mouth shut and let and if his response to, if you're going to pardon your son, his response should have been at the time. My response would have been, we're going to let the justice system play out. Period. Done deal. And then worry about it later. You don't have to say no then. You didn't have to do it now. You could have waited till sentencing. And for all those folks out there that are so concerned, oh, this opens the door for Trump. Give me a break.
The door was already kicked
Trump's going to do what Trump's going to do. And all you folks that voted for him, well, you gave him that power. So bring it on, I guess. Cash Patel, head of the FBI. I mean, the guy's a QAnon dude. I mean, really? This is where we're going? So I have, philosophical issues with it. I get the parental concern about it. And, if I had the ability, would I do it? Probably. But I would certainly not have set myself up to be called a hypocritical lying politician. 855-752-4842. Ron from the MKE. We're going to get to you. Happy Monday, Ron. What do you think?
Hey, I don't want to be accused of whataboutism, but it's not just that Trump has already telegraphed that he's going to do this, like free hundreds of violent protesters at the insurrection, violent people. But he's already done it. I mean, he pardoned Roger Stone. He pardoned Paul Manafort. They were all political operatives in his pocket. He pardoned a couple of members of his extended family.
Yep.
Who were
now one of them is going to be the ambassador to France, who got a pardon from Donald Trump.
Two of them are going to be ambassadors. Yeah, two father-in-laws are going to be ambassadors. And one of them is convicted of a pretty significant crime. So, when you say Trump, now you've opened the door for Trump to do this. No, he opened the door last term.
I mean, come on, right. But, Ron, I mean, should we be critical? Should we hold our own to a higher standard? I kind of feel like, oh, well, here we go, man. I mean, he's not much different, at least in this regard, certainly in the politics and in the legislation that Biden got passed, much different than Trump. But in this regard, taking care of your own, putting yourself and your family ahead of perhaps the country, now giving, even if you and I agree, Ron, that Trump's going to do it anyway, now giving all the megas all the ammo they need to justify it, even though they really didn't need it anyway. Ron, are we being too harsh?
No, I think I think the heartfelt people who care about these kinds of things should speak up. But on the other hand, it's one person that he's, and he may pardon more people before it's over. In fact, I was listening to a political talk podcast this morning in which the guy said, hell, he should pardon 10 million people. Or
million. Yeah. Oh, thank you for the call, Ron. Appreciate it. 855-752-4842. Going to come back to, with more of your calls. But I had that same thought before coming on the air. I mean, why not pardon everyone? Everyone gets a pardon. Everybody gets a pardon. We're going to start everything over. Everyone gets a pardon. So, no, so Trump has no ammo? I mean, again, to what degree of extremes do we go to prove a point? You tell me. 855-752-4842.
A new choice.
Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. You're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's Live in the Lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at Verlo.com.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
And welcome back to the Dom Selby Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. It's a phone line. It's a text line. Got some callers. We'll get to you shortly. A couple of folks jumping in on the text line as well. It's both folks. It's high tech, man. That's how we roll on here at Civic Media. WMDX, Llama from Madison says, I'll take a pardon. I'm tired of waiting on the statute of limitations. Yeah, you and me both, man. I think Biden should be like the Oprah of pardons, because if he's not, you know, Trump's gonna be. Kerry from Tulsa, in Biden's defense, he was strong-armed by the party to step aside. So that kind of changes the circumstances of when he said he wouldn't pardon his son. Who even care about scruples anymore? Dems need to just let them go or we'll never win again. Ooh, God. You know, that's a tough one for me to take, Kerry, from Tulsa. We got to have some standards, right? I mean, it can't be a heartfelt, philosophical, character-building standard if we just dismiss it when the other side gets away with it and they get a win on it. I mean, either these things matter or they don't. And I think that's the part that I struggle with. I'm sure a lot of us struggle with that as well. Cam from Appleton, we played the hold our own to a higher standard all of the last 8 years when it came to Trump. I'm tired of that game. It has done jack for us. Well, I mean, we only lost this election by, 1.5% of the popular vote? And I'm not clear that if we get in the mud and do all the crazy ass things that we have talked about, the megas getting involved in, that that's going to make us any more successful to get, you know, whatever agenda that progressives and Democrats may have. There's no guaranteed win on that. I think the danger on that is that you end up alienating a lot of the folks that actually care about these things. If you care about the rule of law, if the Republicans are doing the same things and the Democrats are doing the same things, where's your home there? If all of a sudden the Dems start doing this, these very same things, oh, we're going to pardon everybody, to hell with it. We're going to go after everybody, to hell with it. And of course, that's on the other side, on the MAGA side, that's how they view these prosecutions. Of course, we don't see it that way. I think Donald Trump was engaged in a seditious conspiracy, as many of the conspirators during January 6th were convicted. Think Proud Boys, right? Think Oath Keepers. Some of those cats went away for a very long time. I'm not talking about just trespassing and getting caught up on in the riot. That's not what I'm saying. Some of these folks were planning for a very long time to do this. The effort was to stop the count, to overthrow the government. They met at the Willard Hotel. Google it, folks. So those things did happen. Now, I know the big speechifying on the right, oh, no, those things never happened. There's nothing more than trespassing. I mean, you can say it over and over again, doesn't make it so. So if some folks did get caught up on it, they probably didn't get some heavy sentences. If you're convicted of a seditious conspiracy, yeah, those cats got like 20 years. So that's going to now, whether or not Trump pardons people, I don't know if it's going to be an issue anymore. I think he certainly will. And if he does he pardon just, the real estate agent who flew in on a plane from Texas, doing the peace sign in front of the broken windows, who got quote unquote caught up in it? Will he pardon her also along with Rhodes and these other cats from the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys who were, convicted of seditious conspiracy? Are those the same pardons? Are they both deserving of the same clemency, the executive grant of clemency? And again, the New York Times reporting the quote, Hunter Biden, executive grant of clemency for his son, Hunter, for those offenses against the United States, which he has committed or may have committed or taken part in during the period of January 1st of 2014 to December 1st of 2024. Man. So there might be some things that he got away with that we didn't even know about.
That's possible.
855-752-4842. Let's just pardon everybody to hell with it. I mean, let's start over. Everyone gets a do-over. Everybody gets a do-over.
Wipe the whole slate clean. Yeah,
everything's clean. Whole slate
clean.
That sounds
refreshing.
Now let's try it again.
All right.
Who we got here? I believe Jeannie from Eau Claire. You are next. Happy Monday, Jeannie. What do you think?
I think he needs to be pardoned. I watched those hearings in the House, and they were outrageous. I watched, when we were watching all of the different things that Trump was involved in. Give me a break. He was using Biden, who wasn't even working in our country for our president. Look at what Trump's kids did. I'm getting sick of this holier-than-thou thing, too, because you know what? We are getting some pretty bad people put into some of those offices.
All right, so if Biden, if Biden or some of the other kids or some other president starts acting like the Trump kids and they're a Democrat, we're just going to be like, oh, that's totally fine and normal now. That's how it should be. Nah, I think we always stand up against the grift and the taking advantage of the power and the position, regardless of where you're at. You're supposed to work for the American people, not to pad your own pocketbook, man. That's the whole point of service. I mean, that's what I thought it was. Apparently, it's about getting paid, Jeannie.
Well, I thought, too, is that he paid back those fines, and there were other issues concerned in there. And the thing of it is that what if they hold him off? And what if they do some other things to him? I mean, these people are pretty gol-darn wicked, and Trump is out for revenge. And I think he should protect his son from what the devil's coming in there next as people look at their backgrounds. It's a pretty scary stuff.
All right, Gene, let's go down that road then. So what about those involved on the January 6th committee, any of the politicians, anybody that Trump has ever mentioned their name in the Truthy Socials or on Twitter or on whatever social media, should everybody just get a pardon or should we just let it lay? You know what I mean? Because if Donald Trump is going to, quote unquote, weaponize the FBI, like they say the Dems weaponized it against the Republicans, all right, go at it. Have at it. I mean, if you folks want to tear this whole thing down, burn the whole thing down and start entirely over, go nuts, right? That's the attitude, Gene. That's where we're at.
Well, they're going to do it anyway. I mean, look at Trump. Look at what he's did. And look at what he's got away with. Oh, we're going to put this trial off. And, oh, he can't be sentenced because of this. I mean, this is just so sickening. And I watched that attack on the Capitol live. And I was waiting when they were counting the electoral votes in the state of Wisconsin. I watch every year. And something was going on when they were pulling that crap in the state of Wisconsin they got away with. Come on, we got a lot of criminals out there. And these are significant ones that did crimes against all of us. So that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
All right, Zinni, we appreciate you sharing it with us. You can do so as well. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Should Biden have pardoned his son Hunter? What do you think?
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. An update on that bizarre story where people were accidentally given pizza laced with THC. It happened back in October in Stoughton. Turns out a staff member from Famous Yeti's Pizza was cooking in a shared industrial kitchen where people have their own separate kitchen rooms. When they ran out of cooking oil, they went searching for some from one of their neighbors. They grabbed what they thought was cooking oil, but was clearly labeled THC oil. They just didn't see that label. The oil was completely legal, by the way. All this is according to Public Health Madison Dane County. Officials said they started to put together what happened when someone who had to go to the hospital said it felt like they'd eaten an edible. A new report from health officials says at least 85 people had symptoms and more than 30 had to seek medical attention. At first, they thought it only affected pizza, but now they know the THC made it into sandwiches and cheese bread, too. And Wisconsin is near the top of the list for dam failures in the past 20 years. Lisa Hale has more.
A recent report by the Wisconsin Policy Forum found that the state ranks second in the United States for dam failures over the past 20 years. The study also found that dam failures have been occurring more frequently in recent years, leading researchers to believe that extreme weather caused by climate change could be contributing to the failures, as well as an overall aging infrastructure. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources distributes $4 million each year for dam maintenance, but experts say more funding is needed.
And a UW alumnus who wrote movies, musicals, and sketches for Johnny Carson has died. Marshall Brickman was in show business for decades. He was the head writer for Johnny Carson on The Tonight Show in the 60s. He co-wrote movies with Woody Allen, including Annie Hall, for which they won an Oscar. He also wrote Jersey Boys, the Broadway musical. Brickman graduated from UW-Madison with degrees in science and music. He was 85. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. It's been a long road for the live-action version of Snow White, but there is now a release date in sight. The Disney flick has been in development since 2016 and was supposed to be released in 2024. Greta Gerwig wrote the script for the film, which stars Rachel Zegler and Gal Gadot. Snow White will hit theaters March 21st of 2025. Hollywood is full of crazy stories, and actor Josh Brolin has a doozy he shared in his new memoir, From Under the Truck. Brolin tells the story of when he met acting legend Marlon Brando. Brolin attended a dinner at his stepmother Barbara Streisand's house, along with John Travolta and Kelly Preston. Brolin recalled that Brando showed up with a bleeding leg because he stopped to pull someone from a mudslide on the way to the party. Travolta, a well-known Scientologist, noticed and told Brando he had just gotten to the next level as a Scientologist and said he could heal him. Brolin recalled watching Danny Zuko heal the Godfather, one of the most surreal of his life. It was surreal just reading that. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered flurries and mostly cloudy tonight with a low in the mid-teens. Mainly cloudy for tomorrow, highs in the upper 20s. Blustery with more flurries possible Wednesday, highs into the mid-30s. Cold Thursday before warming towards the end of the week, into the weekend. Currently it's 26.
Happy holidays, happy holidays, happy holidays.
Hi, Judy Summers again. Looking for that perfect tree? Check our website at summerschristmastreefarm.com. Happy holidays from the Summers family.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll find out about the Sugar River Pizza Company.
And we'll find out about Giving Tuesday from the Dane County Humane Society.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Jess on the board, you on the line, and on the text as well. Let's get back to it. Joe Biden pardoning Hunter over the weekend. A full-on pardon, man, for anything he may have ever done for like 10 years.
In a 10-year span.
Oy. Must be nice if you can get it. You know, when I was on, Maggie today, and one of the things I think that bothers me about this beyond the just the hypocrisy and of Joe Biden saying, oh, I'm not going to do it, and then go and do it. Okay. Politicians say they're not going to do things and read my lips. No new taxes. Right. I mean, these things happen. Donald Trump, I'm going to build a wall and Mexico's going to pay for it. You know, apparently, so those things do happen. But it just seems to me the impression that this gives of older, white, wealthy, connected individuals taking care of their own. Taking care of themselves, taking care of everybody around them. And if you're not old, white, generally male, wealthy and connected, you don't get those opportunities. You know, and that's as, you know, and I don't know how anybody in this country can look at what's happened here with the Joe Biden and certainly with, Trump pardoning like Manafort, for example, or Charles Kushner or Roger Stone, for example, can look at that and say, well, that's just, you know, just as how it is. Normal every day. No problem. Nothing to see here. The rest of us live with one system. They live with another. It just seems to make it so abundantly clear. And if the rest of us, you know, the 99.9%ers, whether or not you're a white male or not, we deal, well, certainly, if you're not a white male, you have another tier of injustice, perhaps, you could talk about, in the way that we run our country, in the way that we've decided to enforce our laws selectively, let's call it. It just seems like it's such a dichotomy of those folks and the rest of us. And that really bothers me more than anything. When are we going to get up there? When are we going to get a chance to take care of our own? Our own being us, you know, we the people, instead of me and my family and my cohorts. 855-752-4842. Let's see some of the texters. Let's get to it. What do I see here? We're getting another election. You saw we're not getting another election. You saw Project, 2025.
Cam's feeling very optimistic.
Cam, come on. Respectfully, it feels like hypocritical. Short version of it is that you talk about thinking that they put together conspiracy based on facts you told us to go look up, but you won't look at any of the evidence compiled showing how statistically impossible Trump's win was, that he clearly cheated. One conspiracy over the other, man, It's a failure of media not to cover this. Well, respectfully, Cam, show me something, man. You got a lawsuit? You got a voting machine, man? You got a floppy disk? Maybe passing around data like it's a crack vials, Cam? What are you talking about? I get it, man. It's tough. It sucks. But unless you have something to show, you got a statistical analysis, you want to get the cyber ninjas, man, you got to do something and pull me some numbers and show me how Trump jerried the system in order to win? Because otherwise, man, you're just talking smack and it sounds like the crazy on the other side. So you show me something besides a text, Cam, that says Trump statistically it's impossible that he won unless he cheated. Okay, fine. But what's the evidence? Show me how it was done. And then prove it in a court of law. Because until then, sound like the rest of them from 2020, dude. 855-752-4842. Scott, our buddy from Shorewood. I'm sure the plan was for Kamala to do the pardoning of Hunter, not Joe. Unfortunately, that was no longer possible.
Yeah.
That's a good point. I didn't do it. She did it.
She did it. I don't have any control over her, that wild woman.
I mean, that's crazy. When you mentioned clean slate, had to give you credit for a great idea. Well, thank you, John, from Milwaukee. It's actually from the Batman Rising movie where Catwoman is trying to steal a microchip called Clean Slate. Wiped out any info of your past. I'll buy that for a dollar. Great show. Hey, John. Appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
Clean slate. Well, if they're going to give them out, man. Yeah. Give them out. I mean, isn't anybody that's ever been convicted thinks it's a conspiracy against them. It was an injustice.
I think there's like, you know, maybe one out of 20 is just like, yep, I did it.
But everybody else, man, they got railroaded.
Right,
it wasn't me. It wasn't me. 855-752-4842. All right. Well, we got some callers lining up here, so let's get to it. Richard from Waukesha. Welcome, Richard. What do you got for us?
Well, I didn't start the United Nations in New York. I think, you know, with all these close relationship people, it's like the old days of New York crime families where they're getting in to be such a big group that they're going to have problems from the whole world.
Right on, man. Thank you for the call. 855-752-4842. They seem to take care of their own.
Mm-hmm.
What did Carlin say? It's a big group and you ain't in it.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. Let's get down to Jake from the MKE. Welcome, Jake. What do you got?
Yeah, I think this whole conversation is absolutely ridiculously stupid, to be honest.
Yeah,
sorry,
tell me why.
Tom, but
thank you for participating in it.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is that if you actually look at it, his son's charges were actually not that uncommon, and nor were they that bad in the long run. I mean, seriously, if you ask me, if we're doing a comparison politically to what the fascists have been doing, like, I mean, Trump has like a rape cabinet, okay?
No, I get it. But these things are not necessarily related, though, dude. You know what I'm saying?
They are related.
How are they related?
Related entirely.
Tell me.
Because if you look at this, so, you know, his stuff is not great, but it's not like worse. And you're a father and your son is going to have to go and not have justice done with the fascist kid in, they're going to use him as a freaking punching bag, right? So there won't be any real justice. It'll just be politics of using his son.
Well, I mean, so Jake, listen. Well, I understand. But now what? You have no problem with a politician like Joe Biden, who you probably voted for, telling you he was going to do something or not going to do something, then he does the opposite? That just gets a pass?
Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you this, because conditions have changed. So he doesn't get a pass.
What changed?
But that doesn't mean.
What changed, Jake?
He didn't do the right thing for his son. What changed?
Yes, what changed?
What changed? You're going to have a Department of Justice that is going to be used by Trump to go after his enemies.
Okay.
That's what's changed. I mean, this
yeah,
is
but,
what
but, but Hunter Biden's already thing. In. He was getting sentenced, man. You know, I mean, these cases have already,
yeah,
as far as my
know.
So it's not going to be like prosecuted again.
It doesn't. Oh, yeah, they can do it. Are you kidding? They don't care about laws, Dom. All those old paradigms are gone.
So then they nothing matters, and we're all gonna die, Jake. I mean, what are you telling me here, man?
No, I am telling you that this is stupid. And in like 2 weeks, we're not even gonna be talking about it because there's more important things to talk about, like how they're gonna destroy the Department of Education or try to, you know, make things so bad that they're like, oh, it's bad now. We have to cut this. We're sorry. You know, that's the real issues coming up. And I'll fight, you know, I'm on your side, man. I'll fight for you. But some of this stuff like this is just like little window dressing on the side. It doesn't mean anything.
Well, it can be window dressing, Jake, if you let it be. For some, it's an existential philosophical quandary. You know what I'm saying? Because how do you let your guy or your politician, the one you support, get away with that? Because you certainly wouldn't be so ambivalent if it was Trump and Junior with the, you know, getting caught with blow and a gun. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I highly doubt that, Jake. I'm going to put words in your mouth, man. But I think you'd be a little more like, hey, man, you said you weren't going to do it. So I just don't know that we can just allow and have our criticism halted because, oh, now it's our guy. No, man, that's not how I roll, dude. And those other things, you can do more than one thing at a time, man. Yes, there's a lot of hurt that's going to be coming. There's a lot of chaos because that's what it's all about, man. He's a chaos president. That's what people want. They want to shake it up. Well, we're going to get that. But that doesn't mean that I'm going to, you know, just dismiss the BS coming out of Joe Biden's mouth when he was so above and beyond, man. No, I told you I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. He was a jerk about it. And then he goes and does it. No, I have a problem with that. There's a lot of folks that probably deserve pardons, as Maggie was saying. You know, a lot of the feds, a lot of the policy and the efforts to get people to plead out. You know, you overcharge. You charge a lot. You break them down. You bust their chops. You break them. You break them mentally. You break them financially. Bang, 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 right? That's what's going to come, right? Well, I don't think that's okay if it's a Democrat doing it or if it's a Republican doing it. And if it was Donnie Jr. with the crack and the gun, would you be so fine with it? I mean, maybe this. I mean, my standards are. I try to be consistent, folks. That's my thing. I'm going to be consistent. If I got a problem with a politician lying about something, I got a problem with a politician lying about it. I'm not going to just say, "Oh, well, that was Joe. I voted for Joe, so that's fine." No, absolutely not. Now you want to try to redefine how the Democrats and progressives and even moderates and those that aren't fascistic, you know, come together and work together to try to overcome what seemingly might be massive disinformation. Well, we got to accept all of our positions, right? Mine is don't say stupid things and then go against it. No, I'm not going to pardon my son. Absolutely not. I told you once. I'm going to pardon my son. No, that's the most basic thing. Now, is it gonna change anything? Is it gonna stop the wars? Is it gonna stop inflation? Is it gonna stop global warming? Is it gonna give women their rights back? No. But leaning into the stuff they do because they happen to win this time, man, that's not how I do it. 855-752-4842. But thank you, Jake. I always appreciate it, man. Mark from the SAC, you're up. Welcome. Happy Monday, Mark. What do you got?
Yeah, I'm equally torn on this. That I can, you know, one of the things I'm far fetching here, but I can just imagine that, you know, I don't think that Hunter Biden was meant to get away with with no jail time at all. And I think once he was in the system, I think that maybe Joe Biden was thinking, you know, what are they going to do to his son after Trump gets into office?
Yep.
I mean, and maybe that's the wrong way to think about it, that because. Yeah, I heard from a mega friend over the weekend. Oh, they were just, all the things that Hunter Biden supposedly did. They were found on the laptop. Well, of course, the laptop was probably corrupted anyway because it wasn't in his possession when they took it.
Right.
So, I mean, how that can be used as evidence is kind of rules of evidence. I mean, it wasn't in his custody. You know, who knows how it was doctored up? That, and I don't know what crimes he potentially could have committed. That, but maybe this can, that's probably why I think he probably did it. That I would have assumed he didn't do it because Trump has been pardoning all.
Well, I mean, listen, but Mark, there's all sorts of reasons why. And as a father, I totally get it. But the point is, he said he wasn't going to do it, and then he did it. You know, that's it. That's it. Doesn't matter. I get the weaponization and Trump and blah blah blah. All those seems like excuses to me. The guy said it, and he was a jerk about it, and it stuck with me when he said it. I was like, oh wow, you're really really serious about that. And then he goes and does it, Mark. I mean, come on. That's it. That's end of conversation for me now. There's obviously other issues here, Mark. You know, all these things are very rarely charged and never like that. Yep, got all that. But you think you're the only addict who got into some stupid trouble? You know what I mean? No, dude. You just happen to be the president's son who's a rich white guy who can, with a stroke of a pen, make all your problems go away. Oh, good for you. Sucks for everybody else. Law and order my ass. How about some consistency? The guy did the crime. It sucks. Yeah, he got railroaded. But did he do it? Absolutely he did it. Yes, he did. Oh, they're going to sentence him. No, they never. Okay, yeah, got it. But he did it. And Joe said he wasn't going to pardon him. And he did. And that, to me, seems like BS. And I'm going to call it. And if you say you're going to do something, like call this show, and you don't, I'm calling you out on it. 855-752-4842.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Harbor Freight knows tool people like to keep busy. But with our Black Friday sale now through Monday, you'll want to free up some time. We're talking deals like our 5,000-watt generators under $800,
17-foot reach ladders for $99.99 and 40% off Icon Pro socket sets. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. Valid until 12/2/24. While supplies last, limitations apply.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As Democrats pick up the pieces from their loss to Donald Trump, one of the first major decisions the party will be making is to select its new chair. The race for that role might just have a major Wisconsin connection. Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, is a potential candidate for chair of the DNC. A source close to Wickler said he is seriously considering running. One Democratic source characterized Wickler as a Goldilocks candidate for the position. He's liked by both centrists and progressives, big-dollar donors and grassroots organizers, and knows how important state parties around the country can be in a second Trump term. So, could he be just right for the role? The vote for DNC chair is scheduled for February 13th. A lot can happen between now and then, but this story will certainly be one to watch for Democratic politics in the state of Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. This Giving Tuesday, Civic Media invites you to make a difference. Help a neighbor, volunteer with a local organization, or support a Wisconsin nonprofit with a donation. Giving back starts right here in your community. Learn how you can make an impact today. Visit civicmedia.us. Civic Media, proud to support Giving Tuesday and the spirit of giving throughout Wisconsin.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
And welcome back to the Dom Selvey Show, 855-752-4842. Phone lines are jammed full. Going to get to them. You got to stick around, too. Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy at the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay, coming up at the top of the hour. Let's get to it. Someone from the 920 texted in, people who draw red lines risk painting themselves in a corner. Yes, that that can happen.
Yeah.
Let's get to the phone lines. 855-752-4842. Connie from Stoughton. Hey, Connie, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hi. I guess I just found out from you guys that Joe had pardoned or is pardoning Hunter.
Correct.
And I don't know if he would have done that if there would have been a normal, regular, decent Republican going into the White House. But with Donald Trump going in there, I mean, he makes no bones about it. He's got a retribution list and he's got a revenge list. And Joe and Hunter at the top of both of them. So they're going to be pretty miserable for the next 4 years.
And thank you for the call, Kenny. But my understanding was he was scheduled to be sentenced in the two cases later this month. So once that sentencing comes down, Connie, I mean, he's kind of out of the system at that point. The judge makes the call, right? So it's not like Donald Trump's going to be able to get in there and muck it up even more for him, at least in my humble non-lawyer opinion, Connie. Thank you for the call. If he's supposed to get sentenced, again, this is according to The Hill, Hunter Biden is set to be sentenced in the two cases later this month. Biden could have waited to see how that panned out. Could have said, if you got probation, is it worth the headache? Is it worth, you know, going back on your word to the American people that you're not going to, you know, take care of your own at the risk of what? Giving justification, if nothing else, to the Trumpsters for what they're going to do. I get it as a father, but as a politician, you're going to lie to me. You're going to get called out on it. Thank you for the call, Connie. Annie, you're up. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Ditto on the it's not a normal world and whatever's going on. He could, if he would get probation, no, Trump wouldn't be done with him. You go to prison when you make a violation and he could be hounded, followed, you know, the crookedness of the Trump people.
Yeah, but people on probation get hounded and followed all the time, Annie. It's called being on probation. You know what I mean?
Right.
I just don't know that the horror is going to come to the degree, and maybe it will. Maybe I'm just being lighthearted about it, and because I'm obviously calling out the lie, the very plain lie that Joe Biden told all of us, even those that voted for him. Does it going to change any of these major issues that we're talking about? No. But does it go to character? Does it go to keeping your word and all those kinds of things? Well, yeah, it kind of does. Because you could have just not. He caused this whole thing, and Joe, and the president, when he said he wasn't going to do it. He didn't have to say that. He could have waited on it. He could have done a lot of things. So that's why I'm calling him out on it. Thank you for the call, Annie. Tom from Jackson, you're up. Welcome, Tom. What do you got?
Hey, Tom. I hate to say it, but I agree with you. I think the whole idea from the beginning was to pardon him, but he should have waited, you know, till the very end. You know, why do it now and make things more difficult for the Democrats? And I honestly think the guy deserves a pardon, but the way he did it, you know, now and back in the beginning, he should have said, well, I'm not really sure what I'm going to do. I'm going to wait and see how things go politically. But he didn't say that.
Right.
You're right. I mean, he said, well, no, I'm not going to do that. And that was stupid. Another stupid thing said by the president. It's just dumb. He shouldn't have said it that way because now it's making a problem.
Well,
I agree, but I agree with you.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. I appreciate it. And I'm not happy about it. I don't want to call people out, but you got to call people out. And I hope, you know, if I do that, call me out.
We'll do.
You know what I mean? It's like, yes.
We'll do.
That's the expectation.
Mm-hmm.
If you say something and you don't follow through with it, especially the way he said it.
Yeah.
The way he talked about it when he was asked again by the reporter and
the indignation behind it of like, how dare you assume that I would ever even consider.
I already told you I'm the president and I will not do. Oh, okay. You're going to get a pardon.
Uh-huh.
Troy from Mount Horeb, you're up. Welcome. What do you got for us?
I'll start with the positive. I agree with you. He should have been more vague when he was asked.
Right. I mean, politicians are great at being vague, aren't they, Troy? I mean, why not lean into
it's
it?
Supposed to be the greatest
skill. I agree 100% on that. That said, I also agree 100% with the pardon because, you know, this whole false equivalency about the J6 people and Bannon and whatever else, there's a total difference between what they did and what Hunter did. And, you know, I never agreed with the, you know, you talk about he got a break because his father was president. He's in this mess because his father was president, because I wouldn't have been convicted for it. You wouldn't have been convicted for it.
Yeah, well, but Tom, I mean, it's not just, but it's also not just the gun crime, quote unquote, which I think is total bunk. You know what I mean? Oh, you're smoking crack when you check the box when you're buying a gun. And again, all the points that Joe Biden made in his defense, I don't necessarily disagree with, at least as it pertains to the gun charge. This doesn't very rarely happens, and it wasn't for Joe. They wouldn't go after that. But the tax evasion thing, man, come on. You know the problem is with rich people? They don't pay enough taxes. You know what Joe? We know what Hunter Biden did? He didn't pay his taxes. Oh, he paid it back later with penalty and interest. Okay. And he still didn't pay his taxes. It's still a problem. Even if it's a problem generated and originating from, you know, the folks that I'd rather see in power than the MAGAs. But it's still problematic. Still another rich, white, connected dude getting off. Seems like it repeats itself over and over in this country. That's what really bothers me. Folks, we got Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy from the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. He's going to join us next. We will continue these conversations on the other side. Stick around. Sweet talk, but don't intimidate her. Can't stop the gods from engineering. Feel no need for any interfering. Your image in the dictionary. This life is more than ordinary. Two, maybe even three of these coming from a space to teach you what the Pleiades can't stop the spirits when they need you. This life is more than just a read through.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as Luke Mathers joins us for some Tuesday Tangents with Luke and also a What's Worse. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project.
We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.